It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Is going.
Good.
Kenny Chesney, she's got it all on 103.9 and 98.5.
I've heard that about her.
MyPigRadio.com.
Yes, but she hadn't got the corona.
Don't share none of it. ain't that sad?
By the way, we got Jennifer Lewis with the Attention County Resources with us.
I didn't wear green just trying to get pinched.
On St. Patrick's Day, nobody would touch you. But
I guess I look coronated.
You look corona all up. Jennifer is here, and unfortunately, this whole situation of shutting everything down is becoming a haven home. Yeah, it's becoming a crisis for what she does at Texas County Resources.
Do y'all remember Miss Jennifer with Texas County Resources and Haven Home? About a month ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
And folks were kind of stepping up and starting to learn about the program and really kicking in. Yeah. And what this...
Talk about the serious situation you got with the Haven Home. And for those that don't know, a lot of people have heard of it, but what is Haven Home? And then talk about what's going on.
We have a community living home called Haven Home that serves 14 individuals with developmental disabilities and other disabilities. And the whole goal of that program is to help them live their most independent, self-sufficient life. But in order to do that, we have to have staff there to support them. And we have to be able to provide them the food to learn how to cook and the electricity to learn how to, pay bills. And we have to have staff there all the time to help them with any grooming and hygiene needs, medication management, driving them to doctor's appointments. None of them are able to drive either due to a seizure disorder or other factors. And it's been around for 30 years. And what's very unique to Haven Home compared to other community providers in the area or really across the country is that a lot of the gentlemen that live there, they don't have a funding source through Medicaid or through the state. It was created to be a haven in that there are always several people with disabilities that don't qualify for something for, you know, just really stupid reasons that they're able to not get services. And right now the wait list for waiver in Arkansas is years. So if we have someone that has a housing need with a disability now and is not on that wait list, they have nowhere to go. So we welcome them into Haven Home, but we don't have any way to build a state for those round-the-clock services that we provide. And how we supported Haven Home is through our day program. Uh-huh. We have a vocational day program that met Monday through Friday, all day from 9 to 3, and we provided services to over 60 people with disabilities, and those services paid for our staff and paid for Haven Home. Well, unfortunately, we can't have 60 people with disabilities and immunity issues in one place right now, and we have closed the doors to our day program, and we are in a crisis situation and needing funding to continue to keep the doors of Haven Home open and keep housing and support available for those 14 gentlemen with disabilities.
And they have nowhere to turn.
There's nowhere to go.
So this is it for you and them. This is an emergency situation
right now,
right this second is an emergency. So you need financial donations, and just be upfront. How much do you need
to get through April? We really need $10,000. If we can't open come May 1st, we're going to need more money, and I'm not sure how long this closure is going to last.
Uh-huh.
And that's to cover the food, the utilities, the medications, the gas to get to appointments. We're really trying to limit any appointments unless it's obviously necessary. We have to pay for round-the-clock staffing. Those staff salaries, they need to be paid. You know, these are people that are coming in every day that they're not wavering. These are dedicated staff that are coming in having to get their temperatures checked and go through the whole ringer before they can get in to provide a service because they know that these people depend on them. Easter's coming up. All these staff will work on Easter. Everyone, they will be there every day because we need them now more than ever to be there every day.
All right. So you need donations, obviously, as quickly as possible. How can somebody out there that's listening donate to help out the Haven Home?
You could write us a check and send it to our address, which is 3015 East 19th Street, Texarkana, Arkansas, 71854. Or you could go on our Facebook page, which is just Texarkana Resources. You'll be able to find it through this KPIG. And there's a link to donate through PayPal. Uh-huh. And that's probably the easiest way for most people. To donate directly to us.
All right. And if you didn't catch all that, we're doing a podcast. It'll be up on our website, mypigradio.com, so you can catch all of what she just said as far as the addresses and how to do that. But it sounds like it is an urgent right now need for people that has the finances to do this and want has the place in their heart to want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that this is hard times for a lot of people right now. A lot.
Here, we talked about this in the video.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come back here in just a second. And here's a way that, I don't know, maybe you'll get a kick out of donating some money if we do this.
He did it once. He's doing
it. He's done it once. We're going to go much further here. Okay. Stick around. We'll tell you what's up next. Toby Keith, wish I didn't know now. But Toby Keith on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. All right, so Haven Home. Here's what we'll do. I ate a pig lip. You remember that?
Yeah,
he ate a pig lip a while back to benefit Opportunities Inc.
No, it was Water Springs.
I keep getting them. Yeah. Excuse me, Water Springs Rant.
So I said I wasn't going to eat another pig lip.
Yeah, you did make that statement. Yeah.
What I will do for $5,000.
And they need it now.
You get all your friends. I don't care how you come up with it. You get the $5,000. I will drink a shot glass of pig lip juice. Look, you can't even see through it. Pig lip juice.
Okay.
There's so many chunks.
Oh, look at those chunks.
The whole mini
chunks. I didn't even look at from the bottom.
Yeah.
But I've already said it.
It's going to be pulpy.
So if Jennifer can get at least $5,000 donated in the next few days.
Yeah, let's say within, what is today?
Today is the 19th.
Thursday
the 19th.
So let's say by end of next week.
Okay.
No, gosh, let's give it shorter than that.
Okay.
We need it now.
Yeah. We need it before April 1st.
Well, let's say the 25th.
That's the middle of next week, 25th Wednesday. Okay. If you can get at least $5,000, and she needs more, but if you can get at least $5,000, Jeff will
drink a shot of
pig lip
Big
juice.
Big John's
pig lip juice at the Lauders.
Look at that. It says never needs refrigeration. That
just, yeah, that's great.
Terrifying.
That means it's really good.
It's good.
Look
for
at that. Only because I know what it tastes like. But I'll do it. If you can get $5,000 for Haven Home and Texarkana Resources, and the whole program is
the donation would
this.
Go to Texarkana Resources.
But put it to Haven Home.
The money will go towards Haven Home. We're one entity. The entity is Texarkana Resources. We've always called the home Haven Home because that's what it is.
I think most people that have been around a while have heard of or know somebody that is in Haven Home and benefits from it.
Absolutely. All right, so Miss Jennifer, that's what we'll do. If you'll get with Anna outside and tell her the dumb thing I just did.
I will absolutely tell her. So we can get this money and help these people.
Well, we'll try.
These desperate times.
We'll try to get this money.
I'm willing to do whatever I need to do.
You'll drink a shot?
I'll drink a shot. If we can get some more money, I'll drink a shot. Whatever we need to do.
All right, come on with the money, folks. It's for Haven Homes, Texarkana Resources. Such a fine organization, does so much in the community, and if we can help just a little bit, now she's looking at the chunks.
I think we need a pickleback, though, if we do it.
A pickleback?
Yeah. After you take a shot of just regular pickle juice, kind of help.
Just wait till you get this juice in you. It may not stay there. Don't wear good shoes.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.